This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. During World War II, Japanese Americans were held captive in 10 internment camps throughout the U.S., two of them in Arizona, built on reservations without tribal consent. In our last story, we heard how the Colorado River Indian tribes in western Arizona has made a point to preserve the remnants of one such wartime prison. Today, KJZZ's Gabriel Pietrazio takes us to the state's other side, which sits well hidden in the shadows of Phoenix, slowly fading away atop of the Gila River Indian community.
I had the privilege to see this restricted site twice this year with the tribe's Wally Jones, who supervised my trip.
I can't give really the location I wanted to, but people do search it.
We first met in April at the Chevron gas station in Bait Chul, about 30 miles south of downtown Phoenix. The tribe did not allow KJZZ to record inside the camp itself, but Jones agreed to let me document our short ride there. No matter who is coming out, Jones stresses they're not tours.
This is not a tourist camp. This is a regulated entry that department processes for the council's consideration for your visit. It's not just anyone can come out here. These are one of the few sites that the community allows non-members to come in and kind of experience what was here.
What was here in 1942 would have equated to Arizona's fourth largest city, home to over 13,000 internees stuck in the Sonoran Desert.
The camp is not maintained. The community has decided to let nature recapture its natural state, but there are remnants of various barracks, facilities.
And at least 230 ornate garden ponds, now dried up, that prisoners built.
It always amazes me that we find these ponds out here that it was a signal of their tradition and their hope that they would not let their culture fade away.
7 months later, I returned, this time not on my own, but as a guest of the Japanese American Citizens League in a caravan of at least 20 vehicles.
And I was really touched by how emotionally connected the Gila River Indian community was in welcoming the Japanese Americans.
That's Bill Staples Jr., president of the JACL Arizona chapter. I caught up with him at the tribe's Hohogam Heritage Center after a November ceremony. Also there, making the trip from Seattle, was 85-year-old camp survivor Sylvia Domoto.
They've been so welcoming and continue to respect and to keep the land there so that we can say, yes, this really happened. It isn't just a fantasy.
For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio reporting from the Gila River Indian Reservation.
A new law in California aimed at preventing suicides is taking effect in the new year. The measure requires the transportation and public health departments to identify best practices and countermeasures to avoid suicides on state bridges and overpasses. The bill by Native American Assemblymember James Ramos builds on his previous work, which includes measures to improve mental health services and the establishment of a suicide prevention office. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support from Clarkson Potter, publisher of Turtle Island, Foods and Traditions of the Indigenous Peoples of North America by Native American chef Sean Sherman. With ancestral and modern recipes, this cookbook showcases diverse foodways of the continent's regions.
Skuktash. For more than 40 years, Ramona Farms has revived ancient traditional foods. Tepary beans, pinoli, polentas, and more, all from store.ramonafarms.com. Ramona Farms supports this show. Om Nye.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.